You mentioned the post office. You were at Brunner in the post office, yes, were you not, at the time, yes, of the Brunner mine explosion?
Mine explosion. I was a telegraph messenger. There were only four of us in the little post office across the river. There's no sign of mine or post office or houses, but it was very densely populated around the mine at that time. I think the bridge too has collapsed in recent years, but Brunner was a very lively and a very busy place.
Do you remember the explosion? Could you tell us anything about that?
I was a telegraph messenger at the explosion, and I put in from, it occurred on Thursday morning. I put in from on Thursday night. I stayed at the mine delivering telegrams that were brought across to me until sometime on Saturday. And Saturday I went home. I didn't go home. I went to the post office, and we were allowed a few hours sleep, and then into it again.
What was the loss of life there? Was that
65 men, every man in the mine.
Every man.
Every man in the mine.
I have heard said that the ponies, or the pit horses, pit ponies, had some premonition. Would you say that was right?
Yes. The pit ponies were kept in the stables about 100 yards directly above the tunnel entrance. And it was the practice of the groom every morning, when there was only one shift working, to just open the stable doors and drive the ponies down the hill, and the pony drivers, the boys, would take charge of them there and lead them into the mine. But this morning, when the ponies arrived down at the tunnel, they stopped and snorted, and before the boys could catch hold of them, turned round and galloped up the hill again to the stable.
They got them down eventually,
and Paddy was the groom was very surprised, but anyhow he got them down eventually, and the boys got hold of them, and they had to back them into the mine a certain distance before they could turn and lead them in. And the funny part of it was, if there was anything funny about it, the miners were starting to go in underground, and the shift workers, or surface workers outside, were very much amused at the antics of the ponies, refusing to go underground.
And how much later then did the actual disaster occur?
An hour and 20 minutes.
Large explosion in the mine.
20 minutes past 9.